USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Disgraced New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo will be gone in 2 weeks. He's stepping down after the facts that the New York Attorney General's office showed Cuomo sexually harassed nearly a dozen women, retaliated against whistleblowers, and created a toxic workplace environment. Fellow Democrat President Biden had kind words for Cuomo's job performance.
He's done a hell of a job. And both on everything from access to voting, to infrastructure, to a whole range of things. That's why it's so sad.
Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will replace Cuomo until the midterm elections in 2022. On Tuesday, international seafood company Greek Seafood leaked nearly 4,000 gallons of chlorine into a Norway fjord, killing approximately 96,000 fish. Local police said the leaked chlorine had already flowed into the Atlantic Ocean and that emergency services were investigating the cause. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
The $1 trillion plus bipartisan infrastructure bill passed in the Senate Tuesday. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
The Senate passed the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill Tuesday by a 69-30 vote, 19 Republicans joining all Democrats in sending the bill to the House. Senator Josh Hawley says he can't believe any Republican senator could vote for the bill. The Missouri Republican tells Fox News that the infrastructure package was actually a radical piece of legislation that will cost trillions in pork barrel spending.
I'm disappointed that anybody would support this bill. You said it exactly right. This isn't an infrastructure bill. This is a radical left woke politics bill that has stuff like gender identity mandates in it, the radical equity agenda, the Green New Deal. That's all in this bill. And by the way, it's going to cost trillions of dollars pork barrel spending. There's stuff like bridges and highways in Canada in this bill. We ought to be building highways and bridges in the United States, not in foreign countries. This is a bad bill, and that's why I voted no.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Now that disgraced Democrat New York Governor Andrew Cuomo will be stepping down amid his disgusting behavior and retaliation to sexual abuse whistleblowers, who will be taking Cuomo's place running the Empire State? It will be Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, who remained silent all throughout Cuomo's fall from grace. New York Republican Representative Lee Zeldin, who will be a gubernatorial candidate, gives Fox News his opinion on the Lieutenant Governor, soon to be Governor.
First off, on the scandals, from one scandal to the next, Andrew Cuomo's lieutenant had nothing to say. She was silent. I saw it firsthand where it was an embrace of the intimidation, harassment, abuse that was Andrew Cuomo's claim to fame. And he believed that New York loves their emperor governors. He would rule by fear. And Kathy Hochul looked up to it, and she ended up ascending to lieutenant governor and now governor following it. And as far as the policies go, I don't expect when she takes office that she's going to be advocating for paying people less by the government so that they would return back to work. I don't expect her to repeal cashless bail and keep qualified immunity to help make sure that the handcuffs are on criminals as opposed to law enforcement.
Kathy Hochul will become the first woman to serve as governor of New York and will serve out the rest of Cuomo's term until the 2022 midterms. Cuomo will step down in a couple of weeks. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.